The Irish were intended to be enslaved in the New World, just like enslaved Africans and enslaved Indigenous Americans. In the early slave trade, indentured servitude is how it started. And most Americans know about Irish indentured servants, where maybe your contract is to serve 20 years of hard labor for free, and then you're eventually granted your freedom. That's actually how the slave trade started in general. Enslaved Africans were also meant to be indentured servants, and all of these conquistadors, whether they be French, Spanish, Portuguese, English, or Scottish, they all saw the indigenous populations, especially if they were friendly, as future slaves. But there were several problems with enslaving the Irish and the indigenous Americans. The Irish could get here, serve a little bit of time, and eventually plot their escape because they had the advantage of looking like a European white person. So they could escape, find a town 300 miles away, and blend in. And probably be given a plot of land, because they were giving away land like it was free. The indigenous people were difficult to enslave because they knew this land, period. And there was such a thing as, like, indigenous sign language. So all the tribes of the of North and South America spoke different languages, but they had signing between the tribes. They had hundreds and hundreds of phrases that they could communicate between each other for trade routes. The indigenous peoples knew this land. If they escaped, they knew all the flora and fauna, they understood the river systems, and they could get to safety and survive. Enslaved Africans were also indigenous. They were just indigenous to another continent. That was intentional, to take them from the continent in which they could survive anywhere they went, removing them from that continent, and placing them somewhere where they didn't know fucking anything. That was extremely intentional. So they did still know farming practices. They did still know advanced systems of building and architecture. They knew all of these things, but they did not know our flora and fauna. It's extremely difficult to survive in the wild when you don't know what you're looking at. It wasn't until hundreds of years later when generations of enslaved Africans knew these things. And that's when they began to free themselves, because no one freed enslaved Africans. Enslaved Africans freed themselves. The book I can't shut up about, A Slave Ship Called Jesus, I cannot recommend it enough. It is enlightening me in so many areas.